to say, we can't wait. Get inside, ride all the rides. Can't wait to see you in the night. Can't wait to see you in the air. This is our last very first time. Come on, so close. I'm so wild. Facing fear, passing by. Come on, so close.
It's good to meet you. Looks like we are missing some people. Do any of you have girls named Ashton, Anna Kate, and Emily?
You're kidding, right?
No, it says right here. Ashton, Anna Kate, and Emily.
Ashton's my annoying sister.
And Anna Kate is the biggest chicken in the world.
Can't they be on somebody else's team?
It doesn't work that way, guys. Someone at your church must have thought it was a great idea for you guys to be a team.
Mrs. Simple.
She never really forgave us for the Christmas program incident.
Come on, Anakin, quit dragging your feet.
I'm thinking of all guests here, but you must be Ashton and Anakin and Emily, right?
That's us. Ready for adventure, right, Anna Kate? Remember what we talked about?
Oh, yes. I am so excited to be on this life and death experience.
Anna Kate, I mean life-changing adventure?
Right. No doubt, no fear. That's us.
That's great, girls, because facing our fears is exactly what we're going to do today.
I knew it. Help me!
Hey, didn't I see that in our study guide somewhere?
Actually, no doubt and no fear is the focus of one of our lessons today.
I believe the correct words are, I can trust God and obey Him without fear.
You're both right. Sounds like you did your homework.
So who's ready for the first ride?
We are.
We are.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay, girls, follow me.
I want to see your glory.
lot. Change my heart, oh God. Hurry up inside, I want to feel your spirit moving in my life, in my life, moving in my life.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's Anna Kate? You all right, Kenna Kate?
That was the most terrifying ride I've ever been in my whole life. We could have been killed going around and around up there.
Oh, yes. The Ferris was so terrifying.
Different people are afraid of different things. What are you afraid of?
Me? I can't think of anything I'm afraid of, or of them, except maybe Mrs. Temple.
I'm like him. I'm not afraid of anything.
I know something he's afraid of. The dark. He still sleeps with a nightlight in his room.
Not anymore, I don't. That was a long time ago. Besides, she was asking you.
Hold on there, Anna Kate. It's okay to be afraid sometimes. Everybody is. It's what we do with our fear is what matters.
I'm afraid people won't like me. I want to tell them about Jesus, but I'm scared they'll laugh at me.
I can understand that. Even the Apostle Paul was afraid at times, but he trusted God to help him speak boldly about Jesus.
I wish I could be bold like Paul. Do you think I can, Jasmine?
Sure I do. When we tell Jesus about our fears, no matter what they are, we know he's right there helping us the whole time.
You know what? I'm going to ask Jesus to help me be bold and speak up a bit more about how much I love him.
That's great, Ashlyn.
What's next?
The man
travels
with
the
Ferris wheel. Don't worry,
we'll end up on the Vaporizer 3000.
That's right, the biggest and fastest roller coaster on the planet.
Is that our next ride?
No, we have a few other adventures to
conquer
first.
Awesome.
Let's go. Yeah.
Afraid to call you Jesus. No, no, I'm not afraid to call you Lord. No, you are the one who set me free. You are the one who I believe. You are the one I'm living for. Whoa, I forever praise your name. And tell the world about you.
Speak up!
And we can't live without you. I'll tell the story, what you've done for me. I know you want me to.
Speak up!
Not ashamed to call you Jesus. No, I'm not ashamed to call you friend. No, you are the one who walks with me. You are the one who came to me. You are the one that never ends.
Whoa,
I forever praise you.
so cool. Looks like the tower drop was a hit.
I even heard Anna Kate a last few times.
I was screaming and holding on for dear life.
Actually, holding on to me for dear life. And I had the fingerprints on my arm to prove it.
Come on, Anna Kate, admit it. You had fun.
Well, I suppose it was rather exhilarating. But my favorite part was stepping on the solid ground.
Looks like progress is coming. How about you, Ashley?
Oh, Rebecca, the coolest thing happened. While I was standing in line, I got to share the ABCs with someone.
The ABCs?
Of becoming a Christian?
Those were listed somewhere in our study guide.
Yeah, you know, A, admit to God that you're a sinner. B,
I know, B, believe that Jesus is God's own son.
Well, as I was standing there, I saw one of the popular girls from school. Her name is Becky. Yeah, that Becky. She started asking me questions about what King feels to me. I was nervous at first, and then I prayed that God would help me be bold like the Apostle Paul.
Then what happened?
Well, before I knew it, I was telling her all about Jesus and how she could come to know him, too. She was so nice. We exchanged phone numbers, and she wants to get together next week to talk some more.
Good for you, Ashley. You show that you can trust God for his salvation and share his love with other people.
Subject, but what is that?
That, Team Fearless, is our next ride.
Uh-oh,
yeah,
Anna Kate.
Yeah, let's do it.
Uh-oh, right.
What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord. the ride of your life. Ride of your life. When you dare to believe in Jesus Christ. It's the ride of your life. Ride of your life. When you dare to believe in Jesus Christ. The ride of your life, ride of your life. When you dare to believe in Jesus Christ, the ride of your life. A, B, C.
See those guys cut in front of us?
Yeah, they almost got
me
and made me over.
All I said was they should not cut in front of us. We was here first.
I thought there was one guy was going to deck you.
I almost wished he had. I think that would have been better than being laughed at.
Somebody teach us about the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa, hold a minute, team.
But Jasmine. Didn't you see? They cut in front of us?
Yes, I did see them. And you're right, it's not fair. But you have to have self-control.
It's not always easy to do that.
That's very true. It can be hard to have self-control. But when you're in that kind of situation, always ask yourself, are my actions honoring to God?
I know how I felt like ending. It, but then one of the lessons popped in my head.
I can trust God to help me have self-control and honor Him with my actions.
Yeah, that's one. Thanks. I know they think I'm a coward.
You know what I think? Anybody can act like a bully, but it takes a truly strong person to be a peacemaker in tough situations. There is nothing weak or cowardly about what you did with that.
Thanks, Rebecca.
It's important to stand strong, even when it's hard. Remember the lessons in your study guide about the Apostle Paul? He was accused of things he didn't do. He was sent to prison, and he was even beaten. But he trusted God, and many people are saved because he honored him with his actions.
I can't wait to meet the Apostle Paul in heaven someday.
That's cool. That looks cool. What is it?
Come on, guys. You're about to find out.
Is this the one that starts outside and then goes into a totally dark building like you're in outer space?
Yes, high five.
You do. Underneath your head, there to keep you cool. I can be distracting, careful how you're acting. Don't forget God lives in you. Stand strong, hold on, even when it's tough, I lean on God and hold you up. Stand strong, hold on, even when it's tough, lean on Him and remember who you are. Stand strong. what you say, careful what you do. Dare to keep your head, dare to keep your cool. Life can be distracting, careful how you're acting. Don't forget God lives in you. Stand strong, hold on, even when it's tough, gotta lean on God, and He will hold you up. Stand strong, hold on, even when it's hard, gotta lean on Him, remember who you are, stand strong. Stand strong, hold on, even when it's hard, gotta lean on Him, and He will hold you up. Stand strong, hold on, even when you're stuck, gotta lean on Him and remember who you are. Stand strong, hold on, even when it's tough, gotta lean on God, and He will hold you up. Stand strong, hold on, even when it's tough, gotta lean on Him and remember who you are. Stand strong, stand strong, stand strong, stand strong.
Remember last year when I got sick?
Yeah, you were out of school for a long time. I remember.
Yeah, my appendix ruptured. All the poisonous stuff was in my system too long, and for a while the doctors didn't know if I would survive.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I just kept on getting sicker and sicker. My mom tried to be strong, but I caught her crying a few times. I didn't know what was going to happen, and I was really scared. My dad came in and prayed with me. We kept repeating 2 Timothy 1, verse 7.
What did it say?
For God has given us a spirit of fearfulness, but one of power, love, and sound judgment.
For God has not given us a spirit of fearfulness. I like that.
I prayed that I would trust God to give me the power to face my fears, and I still didn't know what was going to happen, but I didn't feel so scary anymore.
And you're okay now, right?
Yeah, it's all good.
There you are. So if John can trust God to give him the power to face his fears and things more important than roller coasters, maybe I should go for it.
You mean ride a coaster? Seriously?
Let's go.
Let's remember that 2 Timothy 1:7 also says that God has given us a spirit of sound judgment. I'm not sure how sound this is going to be, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
I'm so proud of you.
This is great.
To let go, I know you're holding me. You are the one I'm leaning on. You are my hold and my strength.
let go. I know you're holding me. You are the one I'm leaning on. You are my hope and my strength. For every breath I breathe and the ground beneath my feet, I will trust you. I will trust you. In every circumstance, no matter where I am, I will trust you. I will trust you. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. It's so sweet to trust. In Jesus, just so sweet, just so sweet, just so sweet to trust. In Jesus, just so sweet to trust. In Jesus, just so sweet to trust. In Jesus, just so sweet. Just so sweet. For every breath I breathe and the ground beneath my feet, I will trust you. I will trust you. In every circumstance, no matter where I am, I will trust you. I will trust you. In every breath I breathe and the ground beneath my feet, I will trust you. I will trust you. In every circumstance, no matter where I am, I will trust you. I will trust you.
The vaporizer was intense. My knees are weak. Wait, where's Anna Kate?
Oh, poor Anna Kate.
Where is she? I don't see her.
She may have ran away.
Wow, now that's what I call really sweet.
Whoa, it's been quite so fast.
I forgot to get our photos. You should have seen all those faces. And I got express passes for us to ride again. Come on, we got a ticket to ride.
Thank you.
thank you all. We look forward to the upcoming week. Would the folks who have helped with this production please stand? I mentioned your names a few moments ago, but if you would please stand so that we can see you. Everyone can see you. And stand up, Lisa. And Jeff's up in the balcony waving. A couple of other things. I would like to ask Jim Carpenter and Robert Elrod if they would please stand. Jim will be picking your children up this week on the bus, if they are bus riders. And Robert will be bringing them home along with several others who will be riding along with them to pick them up, bring them home, etc. So we look forward to this. As we prepare to go, may we remember that God gives us not a spirit of fear. That's the spirit of the world. And we do live in a fear-filled world. But it is God who gives us that spirit of patience, that spirit of trust, that spirit of love and grace. And it is in Him that we put our trust. And it is in Him that we put all of God's children, that they might come to know Him and to live not in a spirit of fear, but with trust and grace. God bless you. Go in peace. And I look forward to seeing you this evening. Amen.